I was born in 1931, the 3rd of January. And I think that's an auspicious date because it's 3-1-31. I was born in South Wales. My father was a driver on the Great Western Railway and eventually moved into Gloucester in about 1942. I failed because I'd only had 3 months. I failed my examination at that time to the grammar schools and was allocated a position at Hatherley Road School. In Hatherley Road School, I sat an examination for Gloucester Junior Technical College. And I went 2 years there, and the a member of the headmaster was an old Great Western man. And eventually, after finishing, I think I finished about third in the class, Assumption, who had been an apprentice had worked at Fieldings, sent to me, he said, "Why don't you take some of your drawings down to Fieldings and show him your drawings?" So I said, OK, fair enough. So I went on down and I saw Tommy Millington, who was the ex-chief draftsman. And Tom said to me, he said, "Yeah, they're very good drawings." He said, "Would you like an apprenticeship here?" And I said, "Well, I never really thought about it." He said, "Why don't you apply?" So I applied and I got taken on.
Okay, Clarence. So what years do you actually work with the company?
Well, I worked, I was taken on as an apprentice in 1946. And in 1952, I was out of the apprenticeship and in a junior drawn office, in the drawn office, I should say. And then I stayed in the drawn office in 1960 and then went over to sales, technical sales, and I stayed there till 1983.
So you started at Fieldings in 46, you said, and you actually, when did you actually leave the company?
1983.
Okay, thank you very much. And what was your principal occupation then, Clarence,
well,
in that time?
My principal occupation, well, I'd smashed my hand up, an accident in a machine shop, smashed my hand up. And then for about 18 months, I think it was, I was on a progress chasing and working with spares and Lionel Lane and people like that just on the shop floor. And then I was moved up into the drawn office and worked with Harry Broughton for a little while. After about, 12 months or more, I should think, I was then moved across to Harold Thomas, who was a section leader there. And I stayed with Harold until 1960.
Okay, fine. Did anyone start at Fieldings at the same time as you, Clarence?
John Ansley is one I can remember. There were an intake of about 12, I should think, but the only one I can really remember now is John Ansley.